3 weeks before Election Day, and with coronavirus infections rising in many places, President Trump is highlighting his determination to repeal Obamacare. Republican strategists find that baffling and say the message undermines his re-election prospects. It was also a popular topic during the Supreme Court confirmation hearings yesterday for Amy Coney Barrett. It's a story by David Drucker, senior political correspondent at the Washington Examiner. David, what's going on?
Well, look, I think it's important to understand that Obamacare was like the gift that kept on giving for Republicans for so long, right? It helped them win a historic House majority in 2010, a rather large Senate majority in 2014. It helped President Trump win in 2016. But something changed after that, and I don't know that the president's picked up on it, because when Republicans tried and failed to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, all of a sudden voters discovered that they liked it. And even though these protections for pre-existing conditions and allowing people to insure their children on their policies until they're 26 years old, no longer children, things like that, even though those things were always in Obamacare and always popular, the law had been broadly unpopular. And the Democrats' decision to defend the Affordable Care Act and very vigorously in the 2018 midterm elections helped them win their own sizable House majority.
Yeah.
And the president continues to cling to this message that he's going to repeal Obamacare. And part of the problem is, one, just doing that. Because people now associate a majority of voters, right? A lot of Republicans will still tell you they don't like it, because they don't. But a majority of voters now associate all of the benefits of Obamacare, the things they like, with the law. But this is a problem for the president, because he's on the wrong side of this politically. It also doesn't help that he's running around saying he's going to repeal Obamacare. He's told the Justice Department to support, and it is supporting, this case in federal court to rule Obamacare unconstitutional. And one, he's had 4 years. I mean, you know, obviously Republicans only controlled the Congress and the White House for his first 2 years, but he's had 4 years to come up with an alternative plan that people might even not like, but they might like.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have one. He's not offering one.
Is it possible that's why polls seem to have turned on Obamacare, is because people just don't see the replacement, have nothing to compare it to, and figure we'll go with what we know?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, I think there are a couple of things here, right? I mean, you know, every time there's upheaval, the party trying to do the upheaval has a big challenge. So, you know, going into Obamacare, even though people believe that healthcare needed reform, they didn't like the upheaval that Obamacare created. And, you know, 10 years later, or 8 years later, Republicans try to upend the system again by repealing by changing out the system. And people, again, were very suspicious of upheaval, but it was also just much easier for Democrats to run on all of the bad things that repealing Obamacare was going to lead to,
yeah,
rather than what they had to do before, which was run on all the good things you don't know you're going to like. And so roles were reversed, and that helped. But I think what made it more difficult was that Republicans themselves, even though many of them actually did have their own ideas for healthcare reform and put them out there, the party could never unify behind a succinct and consensus message. Here's what's wrong with healthcare. Here's how we're going to fix it. And here's how you're going to benefit. Three easy steps.
We're speaking with David Drucker, senior political correspondent at the Washington Examiner. His piece is called "Trump Hurting Prospects by Clinging to Obamacare Repeal." That's according to Republicans he's spoken to. So if they don't want the president talking about this, do they have another message in mind that they'd rather see him push?
Well, not this. I think that, look, I think if what Republicans would tell you privately is that you want to be able to talk about health care and you want to have a plan, and promising to protect the federal requirement that insurance companies cover people with pre-existing medical conditions is a good talking point. But in a debate between the Democrats, with the Democrats, this is not an argument the president can win. Look, he's better off talking about the economy, where most voters still give him the edge over Joe Biden. I think that if Republicans had their way, but you know, I doubt this is going to happen at this point, that the president would treat the coronavirus with more care In other words, instead of insisting that it can't hurt anybody or won't hurt anybody and that the worst is behind us, treat it with a little bit more of seriousness in the moment.
Thanks, David. David Drucker, senior political correspondent at the Washington Examiner.